This podcast is brought to you by The Average Male Magazine, opening your eyes to the wonderful men around you. Subscribe to the magazine by visiting averagemailmag.com.
Bear Podcast, the podcast of Bears and Cubs, episode 183.
Ass to mouth at Louie.
No,
35.
We're not doing ass to mouth at Louie. No, not yet.
Not yet. Well, no. Here, let's show them how to do ass to mouth.
Right? Oh, okay. No. Okay. So, welcome, guys, to Bear Podcast. This is the video, and well, it's gonna be the audio and the video. Yeah. We're gonna post it on the website. So, wait for this video when it comes out. So, happy Louie to everyone.
Louie.
Are we recording fine? Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we good? What? Oh, okay. All right.
Because he's in the shadow.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, we're positioning ourselves. Oh, the light. Okay. So we're here at the very crowded place at Mary's. We just came from Rich's watched the Shove shows. Okay, tell us what you guys did. Okay, Houston Bears is a story. He's going to
We did a little spoof off Two Girls, One Cup. We did Three Bears, One Cup. So we'll have it posted eventually on YouTube or on the website or something so somebody can see it.
It was really nasty.
Yes. Very nasty.
They wanted the audio. I don't know why. So I got the... What are you doing? Our cameraman... Wayne, what are you doing?
He just wants to get on his knees in front of us, that's all.
Oh, okay. Don't pin us now. No. It's too early. Okay, so yeah, they did the video. I got them the audio, and then they did the video with Steve and Lloyd. Yeah. So shout out Steve and Lloyd. Thank you for doing the video. It's really, I don't know. Yeah. It's great. Everybody was watching it. Oh, somebody's getting pinned. Don't focus on someone getting pinned. Oh, it's Mike. Okay, that's Mike's butt. Sorry, that's Mike's butt. Okay, so yeah, we were watching the video at after the show, and it was really nasty. What are you doing? Oh, this one. Anyway, okay, so what did you guys do at the stage? Houston Air Bears.
We did a whole spoof on America's Got Talent. We did Bears Got Talent. It was quite interesting. So we had Carlos, the man of love.
Okay.
We had Krusty the clown. We had Glitter Boy. Oh, Lord, just drama. And we had the teddy bear dolls to wrap it all up.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Show the one of the teddy bear dolls. It's Toby. Look at the Toby over there.
Teddy bear
so
doll,
how did it go? How did it go when you did the...
I was loosening up my buttons.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He was hot. He was so hot. Okay.
I threw out my leg, I think.
Oh, you did? Why? Oh, yeah.
I went too low.
You went too low.
Yeah.
You're going to do the same tonight or today.
Yes. Okay. A little later on.
This is your first Louie, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I've gotten pinned once.
Oh, already? Okay.
Yeah. That's it.
We'll take care of that in a few minutes.
So what's his name? Oh, you don't know the name.
Dwayne.
Oh, it's Dwayne. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I know him. Okay. Shout out, Dwayne. Good job. Okay. Blow, that is. Okay. Okay, so what have you guys been up to this weekend?
Louis?
Yeah, during league week, before the show.
Let's see. Started off Thursday night, we're at EJ's. Did registration, did our cocktail party. The cocktail party lasted all of 20 minutes because the cocktails we made went so fast. We had 7 gallons of chocolate rain mixed up.
Chocolate rain?
Chocolate rain.
Oh, that's right. That's the one with sprinkles.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And it lasted 20 minutes. That's how, we couldn't keep them made fast enough.
Yeah.
So, and then Friday night was Mary's here.
Okay.
Which kind of ended and died kind of early. And then everybody went over the root cord. And then Saturday I had to go to court and deal with all that craziness because I got a speeding ticket about a month ago.
What?
Going to an ACC planning meeting for Mary's, Louie, the last planning meeting, I got a speeding ticket. So I had to go deal with that Saturday. And then we had some issues with the DVD for the Show of Shows.
Okay.
So I worked on that all day yesterday afternoon. Got that worked out. And then last night we went to the BRB for a little while. Went over to Rich's to make sure the DVDs were played.
Mm-hmm.
And then came back to the ripcord and I was a pinning whore on the patio of the ripcord.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So you got pinned, okay.
No, I did pinning.
You did pinning, okay.
Yeah, so.
What are you doing? Our cameraman is going crazy with the camera.
Oh, well.
Okay. All right, so, yesterday, we went to watch U2 3D.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Okay, it's a concert. What are you doing? Oh, hello. That's Carlos. It's one of the Carlos. Look at that. Woo. Look at that. Okay, so we went to U2 3D. We watched it at IMAX. It was a pretty good video. It's just that it's a concert, but it's weird that you cannot scream, you cannot shout, you cannot do anything because you're in a movie theater.
Yeah.
So there's no point in shouting and people were cheering and everything and on stage. It's 3D. It's awesome. Music is great. It was filmed in Latin America, so I don't know, Buenos Aires. I don't know where it is. It's pretty cool. Are you focusing on people getting pinned? Oh, okay. Actually, you can zoom in. Oh, it's Palima. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Jerry.
It's Jerry. It's Patrick. Hi. Look at that. Ooh. Sorry, Patrick. Get back at him on Tuesday or something like that. All right. So, yeah, that's what pretty much we did. It's very funny. Okay, so that's pretty much it.
And then
we went to the Louis. We went to Asians of Friends.
Chinese New Year.
To all the people from China or Vietnam watching this or listening to this, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Year of the rat.
Year of the rat. Year of the mice. Year of the rat. What are you... Wayne is going crazy. Later we're going to take videos. We need someone to pin Wayne.
Well, later. I'll volunteer.
Look at that.
I'll volunteer.
Look at that. Look at the face.
Yeah, it's only for professional reasons.
Okay, so what's coming up? What's the plan for Bear Watch?
Bear Watch, it's on its way.
Okay.
A little bit over 90 days, it'll be here. So go register, www.bearwatch.net.
Bearwatch.net.
This man is anxiously anticipating you signing up for Bear Watch. So go sign up.
Exactly.
So what's that in store for our listeners for Bear Watch?
Oh, we have some stuff we can't talk about yet.
All right, okay. But what's the theme, though?
It's booty call. It's a military theme.
It's a military theme.
And the hotel only has, booty camp. The hotel only has 30 rooms left.
30 rooms left, okay.
So if you haven't gotten your room yet.
There's 30 rooms left, okay.
So get your rooms.
That's right.
Okay. Well, that's good. Also, actually, Bears of San Antonio is doing something also, but that's going to be the weekend after TBRU. We're going to talk about TBRU.
Okay.
That's what's going to... It's going to be on the last weekend of what is that? This is going crazy. It's the last weekend of March. So go to bearsofsanantonio.net and you can sign up. If you guys are going to South Padre Island, you can go to the Bear Run there. Okay, let's talk about TBRU.
Okay, it's coming up.
It's coming up.
Easter weekend.
Did you guys sign up for the
We're signed up.
Signed up, registered. But how about the bathhouse thing?
I didn't know anything about it. Showed I was signed up and we had a hotel room, so that's all I know about.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I'm not signed up for the bathhouse thing, and I don't think I'm going to go to church also on that Sunday, so no.
So instead of getting on a swing, you're going to get on a cross?
Maybe.
Okay.
We shall see. Okay. You should join the auction, the underwear auction.
Oh, no.
No.
I have something similar coming up here in Houston, and hopefully in May, so that'll be enough for me.
Okay. All right.
So
what's coming up? Okay, this coming weekend. This actually...
Well, Valentine's Day is Thursday. Don't forget. Get your flowers now.
Get your flowers now. Go to 1-800-Flowers?
Well,
oh, really? That's
no,
Toby.
You're getting it all right, but it ain't flowers.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So this coming... Valentine's Day, I'll be in San Francisco not really for IBR. I'm gonna be there for family, but I'll be there on that Thursday.
Oh, yeah, he'll be there for IBR. Yeah,
just no, I'm not.
Going from house to house, room to room.
No, I'm not. I'm
rubbing
not gonna
any
do
belly
that.
He can get his hands on. So
no, I'm very nice.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna do that. So yeah, it's gonna be there for IBR. We're gonna go to the Eagle Saloon and we're gonna film Future Villain Band. They're gonna play there, and Patrick and Glenn are gonna play there at what is that? Yeah, Future Villain Band.
Yeah.
So watch out for that next week for a new video. Well, after this, after Louis, so
okay.
We're gonna do this.
Like a pin wire down there.
Why are you pinning this thing? Okay, as we speak here, what's going on? Okay, so what's going on? What else? Oh, okay. Bye. Okay.
All right, Tim's out of here.
Tim's out of here. So, we're going to cut the video.
He got a curfew.
We're going to cut the video. Probably that's it for down the video, but we'll continue recording.
Yeah, we'll probably record some other more interesting things than looking at us here. So.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll get Wayne loose with the camera and in the crowd.
Yeah.
I'm sure he can find
take more videos, Wayne. Okay. Wayne is handling the camera, so let him do whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, so guys watching this, go to bearpodcast.com. Oh, it's Carlos. Hello, Carlos.
Hey, get a picture of that.
Sisig.
Oh my god.
Okay, guys. Watch more videos of the shows with Bear.
Hopefully, I'll get that stuff edited here pretty soon. So.
Okay.
After Valentine's Day is over with, we'll get it all edited. So.
All right.
Start putting some stuff up.
Okay. Bye.
Hey everyone, this is Nard. I just got back from Louis, and after Louis, I got to watch the rest of the Grammy Awards. Yeah, you guys might have been watching it. It was great. Congratulations to Amy Winehouse and to Herbie Hancock. And I've never heard of Herbie Hancock for a long, long time, and here he comes winning an award. Yeah, it's just amazing. Okay, I'm going to do a special shout out to Roy Excalibur. He's not feeling too well, and I've been talking to him on the phone. And Roy, if you're listening, I hope you get well soon, and I hope to see you at TBRU. And TBRU is going to be next month on Easter weekend. So, and if you guys are coming, just let me know. Email me, bearpodcast@gmail.com. Okay, so let's go with some emails that I've been getting. This one's from Jeff Rock Cub. And he's talking about Bonnaroo. Okay, so he says here, thought I would mention that the dates and lineup for Bonnaroo 2008 are announced, as well as the ticket sales on February 16th at noon. Yeah, I think that's this Saturday, yeah. So tickets are sure to go fast with the lineup, as well as the unset rumors today of Led Zeppelin being added to the bill from this source. It's on Cincinnati.com, news.cincinnati.com. That's the article that he's got. Anyway, so if you guys probably check out the Bonnaroo website, I think it's Bonnaroo Fest. Let me check. Okay, just check the website. Let me see. Bonnaroo.com. Bonnaroo.com. So it's going to be a June 12th to 15th, Manchester, Tennessee. And Pearl Jam's going to play. Jeff said, we don't know if Led Zeppelin is going to play. So, that would be interesting. So, yeah, check out Bonnaroo.com. So, yeah, if any of you guys are planning to go, you can contact Jeff Rock Cub on MySpace. You can contact him there too. Or you can forward, email me and I'll forward it to him or something. Yeah, it would be good to have a bear group just going to watch Bonnaroo. It's like Woodstock and stuff. So, anyway, okay, next, how about our own concert, Bearpalooza, Timberfell, on March 29th, 2008, and 8 p.m. Join us for our first show at Timberfell Lodge, Tennessee's premier private men's resort and campground. Timberfell offers a variety of accommodations, from rooms to cabins and camping sites. Explore their website at timberfell.com. So who's playing? Michael West, Ron Morris, Big Nug. Oh, yeah, Big Nug. Freddie Freeman. Oh, yeah. I've been talking to Freddie lately about Bearpalooza. So who else? Swin Dunbar, Patrick Arena, and Charlie K. Brown. So for more info, go to bearpalooza.com. And you'll see some links there to the Timberfell. If you guys are interested, yeah, just check out the website, okay? So you guys can participate on the website. You can do that. Just leave comments on the website. It'd be great. There's been a few people commenting, like a PJ from Manila. And so shout out, PJ. Thanks for posting. And to all of you out there, happy Valentine's Day. So I hope you guys have a good Valentine. I'll be in San Francisco for IBR on that Thursday night only. Actually, at the Eagle Tavern. That's the name. Not Eagle Saloon. Eagle Tavern. And I'm going to watch Future Villain Band. So, yeah. If you guys are around there, just let me know. And I hope to see you guys at the Eagle. All right? So, let's go back to Louis at Mary's.
All right. So, okay. Now.
Now the video's over.
No, the video's over.
Okay.
Look at it. It's okay. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So let's
what's
look
going
this
on?
Way.
We said now it, the nasty part.
It is bear to bear.
Ooh, where?
I just wanted to get so everybody else is getting a piece of man.
Oh, okay. There you
I'd
go.
At least get a little
nah.
piece. We can give you a better piece of here. Bend over, Miner.
Oh, oh, no.
Over and over.
Yeah.
And over.
That's why they're squealing out. They're like, oh, my God, it's so tight in here.
You say, hey, come on, do this.
Hey, okay. Johnny Lee's here.
Good
all right.
Evening, ladies and gentlemen.
This is Johnny, one of the guys at the Chaser Show. Hey, Johnny.
Hey, everybody. How is everyone? How is your Louis?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. I love your shirt. It says the Net Collector.
Is it 420 already?
420?
Must be.
It's 420 somewhere.
Is it really?
420.
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Johnny here is wearing the Nut Collector shirt. What's the history of the Nut Collector?
I tried to Nut Collect last night, but he wasn't interested.
My favorite band in the world is Sister Hazel, okay. And the fans of this band are called Hazelnuts, and they created the Nut Collector shirt.
It's very appropriate for this event.
I saw it on the web. I was like, this is totally gay. I want to buy it.
Yeah. So that's where we got it. I should get one of those. I like it.
No. Don't be stealing my thunder.
Oh, really? Oh, okay, fine. I'll do something else. Okay. So what's that, sister? Ooh, okay. There's so many people waking.
They're not sucking dick. Don't worry. They're just kissing.
Oh, they're just kissing. Okay. Okay, so what's Sister Hazel about?
Sister Hazel is an alternative or rock band. They were really popular in 1997 with a song called All For You. They went platinum and everything like that. Now they're kind of drifting away, but they're still my favorite band.
Okay. Sister Hazel, I'm gonna check it out.
Cool.
Something like that. Okay. Oh, okay. Are you gonna take a picture?
Yeah.
Okay. Picture. Okay. Put the redneck bear in the middle. Okay. All right. What's in that hat? Okay. All right.
Stop moving. Smile.
Oh wait, I'm smiling. Okay. 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 We're all just having
awesome.
Fun. We're all just having fun here at the Mary's. Okay. So how many people do we have? 890 plus, something like that.
Yeah, registered.
Yeah.
890 plus who registered, which is awesome.
Yeah.
This is a good video. Oh my God. Okay, so one more thing. I've been talking to Freddie Freeman from Nashville, Tennessee, and we've been in talks about Bearpalooza. It's all over the U.S. There's a, what should I say, a branch?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Hey, it's a woofer. Woofer is here.
Woofer is here. And Steve.
And Steve. Oh, look at that. Okay, Steve is on his leather, and Woofer.
Steve, say hi to the Bear Podcast listener.
Hey, Steve.
Hello. Y'all will be seeing Steve on the video posted shortly.
Oh, my God. Okay, how long did you guys make that video?
How long ago?
How long did it take?
Oh, we spent about an hour doing that because we were laughing so hard trying to get good shots and trying to be serious to get some good footage.
I mean, I got like 30 minutes of film that got compressed down to a minute, so so it was a lot.
Yeah, but when I saw it finally, it was like, that's it?
That's it.
Wait a second. The only thing that you did was the... Okay, what was it? Was it chocolate or is it secret?
What
chocolate
did
ice
say?
Cream?
Chocolate.
It was chocolate.
Chocolate?
It was icing.
It was icing.
Chocolate icing.
But very realistic. But the corn was real.
You don't know how people reacted. Oh, you saw that.
Yeah.
I should have done a reaction video. It's three bears, one cup.
No, it was getting the reaction we hoped for.
Yeah.
Yes,
absolutely.
The only problem now is how in the hell we're going to top it next year. Right?
Yeah.
The ideal I told y'all for this year was to do it.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
We'll discuss that further.
Okay.
But it was fun
to
do.
We got a whole year to work on.
It was great. I couldn't turn down the idea to do that.
Oh, yeah.
When they called me to ask, I couldn't turn that down.
Woofer is here from St. Louis. Welcome to Houston again.
Good. I promised you I'd be back, and I sure as hell did.
Yes, that's right. It's good to have you here.
Oh, it's great to be here.
Guy,
I love you.
I had Woofer on the show, episode 173, I think. Yeah, that's right.
New Year's Eve.
And we talked about his travels in Zurich. And stuff like that, and it was fun. It was great having you on the show. And how do you like Louis this time?
I love it. As a matter of fact, it's even better than last year because, well, I remember everybody from last year. They were so great, and now, of course, there's that many more. So my knees are getting a good workout.
Woo-hoo. Oh, okay. Oh, that's right.
But he forgot the knee pads today.
Oh, that's right. You don't have knee pads.
Okay. That's okay.
That's okay.
You know, there's nothing more inconvenient than a cocksucker with bad knees. So
oh, yeah, that's right.
You got to take care of him.
He's on the bench. He's a professional.
Oh, okay. So what's up with you? I mean, what's your future plan this time? You're here, and what's the next trip?
Well, that's a good question, because, you know, I've been up in Minneapolis since I got back from Switzerland.
Uh-huh.
And, well, the project that I was working on this past week just fell apart before I came down here. So as of Monday, I have no idea where I'm going to be. I just have to stay home for a week or so.
Oh, that would be nice.
Yeah. But I will be at TBRU.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward to that. Talk me into coming. And since I use all my Marriott parts, so I get my hotel for free, and I'll have work pay for my flight, so I'll just fly to Dallas instead of going home. So that's going to be free. So I'm signed up for the run, and we're going to have a good time.
Do you have a room number already?
I'm at the residence. I don't have the number yet, but I couldn't get into the host hotel.
So, guys,
I'm just a block down the street, and I've got new Speedos coming.
Oh, that's right. I've been talking to John CC. You know, right?
Yeah,
John CC. He's from Australia, and we've been talking about swimwear for Big Bears, right?
Yeah, the Spank line
you
up wanna, there.
Check that out, right?
Yeah. You can all see my blue Spank one. Well, now I'm going to get a pair of white ones. I can just imagine what those suckers are going to look like.
I should get one for Mike.
He'll
be nice.
Oh, hell yeah.
I sent John...
Don't tell him.
I sent John an email the other day with some selections from International Jock, because they just released their spring line.
Uh-huh.
And they had a special on before Valentine's Day. So I sent him some links to go look at for some suggestions.
Oh.
That's what he comes out with for me.
Okay. That'll be awesome.
But they all had a camo theme. I don't know why, but they all had a camo theme this year.
Do you have a camo one swimwear?
Not a camo swimwear, but I do have camo undergarments.
Okay.
And not just military issue, because I have a hell of a lot of that stuff still sitting around too.
Yeah.
But
You got something this weekend. The black one. Tell us about it.
Okay, now this here was a big shock.
Oh yeah.
I get into town on Thursday. And I get to the hotel about noon, and they say, well, your room's not ready until like 3 o'clock. It's like, well, you know how it is. You know, idle hands are the devil's plaything.
Okay, yeah.
I said, well, you know, it's been a year. Maybe I can find my way around. So goes down Westheimer. I found Mary. Like, okay, that's a good place to start. Well, that means the rip car's got to be up and over. Okay, found that. Oh, my God, the leather shop's open.
Yeah.
So I go in there. He says, well, you looking for anything in particular? He's like, well, if you've got something that's going to fit my fat ass, you know, it's like, you know, that'll be a shocker. He says, you never know. So I found these really cool perforated leather shorts that would look good with a mesh football jersey.
Uh-huh.
You got these in my size? No.
No, okay.
Of course not. Went through a couple other things. I did see a 2XL Nasty Pig, what it looked like a tank top hanging on the rack. And, you know, of course, you know, a 2XL might fit you.
Because
the Nasty Pig guys, they don't like big boys.
Yeah, that's right.
And he says, well, that's not a tank top, that's a singlet. And of course, you know, when I heard that, boing!
You got it.
I had my dick out. I was like, I gotta try this sucker. I went in there, I squeezed my fat ass into it, and it fit.
Awesome.
Needless to say, $140 later, I was out the door. But I rocked it on Friday night at the Ripcord, and it was a big hit.
Awesome.
And I posted a couple of pictures on STL and LiveJournal.
So you're going to wear that in TBRU too, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Awesome.
I'll bring, you know me, I bring all my little outfits and I'll come up with something.
Okay. You should get one, Ray. Are you going to try a singlet? Have you ever had a singlet before?
No, that's more John's deal than mine.
Oh, okay.
So.
You know what? We ought to get together sometime. I'll have you try some on. Back here. Try this
one. Oh, no.
Hey, it's the back patio of Mary's. Anything goes.
But you should not show your ass crack. That's illegal. But you can show your dick.
Like Gary said the other night, you better have a pin in your hand, because if you're sucking dick, that's illegal.
Oh, okay. Just don't show butt crack. Okay, so we're going 20 minutes. So pretty good. We can close this. Oh, look at that. You got more videos. Oh, Joel. Oh, my God.
What?
You have to see it before it gets deleted.
Okay.
Manager's got to post it.
Wayne, say hi to the guys. Say hi to the listeners.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah, that's Wayne. He also joined us at the Chaser show once. That's awesome. We have to have one this month, sometime towards the month.
Oh, okay. Hello. Hi. Okay. All right. That'll be awesome. Okay, so yeah, we're gonna take more pictures here and take more videos and see people who are getting pinned, and that's about it. Mike has to fly at 10 o'clock. You have to fly at 10 o'clock.
That's a little light we climbed that part.
I was noticing when you asked Wayne to say hi to the guys, he also waved as well. You should tell him that.
Yeah.
You know, doesn't really pick that up.
He's initiation. He can't help it.
Yeah.
They're pretty, but they ain't too bright.
You know? Oh, bitch. He's not listening, so it's okay. Hi, Wayne. nothing. You'll just hear it later. Okay, so we got to close the show.
Okay.
So thank you, everyone, for listening, and I hope next year come to Louis 36. This is the 35th year that they're doing this, and Louis 36 next year around, after Mardi Gras. So mark your calendars. Okay, guys, so thank you for listening, and you can contact us. Email address, nard@bearpodcast.com.
ray@bearpodcast.com. Thanks for the emails I've got this week. I appreciate guys listening to the show and responding. Do it some more. Let us know what you think.
Okay. And Johnny, you have too. Johnny.
Do I have a Johnny at bearpodcast.com?
Yeah, you have that too. That's good. Yeah, that's right. Okay, so thank you guys for listening. If you have any comments, send your emails. Your voicemails are 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. Also, the website. Go to the website. What's the website? What's the official website?
www.bearpodcast.com.
Yeah, that's it, right?
That's it. Okay, yeah.
Okay, that's right. Okay, guys, friend us at myspace.com/bearpodcast. And if you have an iPhone, go to bearpodcast.com/iPhone. Thank you everyone for listening. So, bye, guys. Say bye. Everyone.
Bye.
Okay, bye, guys. And we'll send many hugs.
What a bear.
What a bear.